Hi there, I'm Jules and welcome to your quick start bonus training for the Master Your Meal Plan program. So in this video, we're going to look at six keys to meal planning success. So you're about to embark on a completely new way to plan and shop for your meals, which means there's going to be a lot of change in this part of your life. For most of us, change can be exciting, but at the same time, it can bring up some fear and resistance. So to help you get ready to revolutionize your meal planning system, I've created this quick start training to get you ready and raring to go. And most importantly, make sure that the change sticks and you get the lasting results that you're after. So our key number one is to start small. So this is one of the best concepts I've come across. It was taught to me by the lovely Leo Babauta from Zen Habits when I took a class in meditation with him last year. Leo's story is amazing. Over the last 6 years, he's completely changed his life from being an overweight smoker, stuck in a job he hated with loads of debt, to a clean, healthy, debt-free, marathon-running vegan machine who loves the work that he does. And how has Leo achieved all this? Well, he's just done it one habit at a time and by starting small. So Leo's reasoning is that changing our lives is hard work. So the secret to his success has been to start as small as possible. This way he sets himself up for success and actually follows through with the change. A much smarter approach than what we often do is, you know, when we're starting something new, we get all excited, we start making heaps of massive changes all at once, but of course it's not sustainable. So we get burnout and then we just give it up altogether and we go back to where we were before without having actually made any changes at all. So small steps are really where it's at. So I want you to remember, you know, just start small. So key number two is to fully commit to making a change. So as I mentioned earlier, change is scary for all of us in some way or another. So one of the best ways to give yourself momentum so that you'll actually make the change in spite of the fear is to make a public commitment. So just put it out there. Tell at least one person you trust. It could be your family, your friends, or your social media network. Just as long as it's someone whose opinion you care about, someone you won't want to let down by not keeping your commitment. Then key number three is to adopt an attitude of positive expectancy. So I've only recently come across the concept of positive expectancy. And basically, Henry Ford sums it up with his great quote that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way. So it's really all about how you approach the change. If you really believe that you can do it, eventually you'll get there. So regardless of your situation or confidence level, there's no reason why you won't be able to get the two-minute meal planning system to work for you. So I really want you to start believing that you can do it right now. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts like, this won't work for me, you need to stop the thought and then turn it around into a question. So I want you to ask yourself, how can this work for me? And focus your attention on looking for solutions and looking for a way to fit what you're learning into your life and into your situation. But of course, if you find that you're struggling to find solutions for your situation, you're not alone. I really want you to remember that. Just leave a comment wherever seems most logical for you, and let me know what you're struggling with, so together we can find a solution. That's really, you know, what I want to encourage in this class is really, you know, using me as a resource as well. So then moving on to key number four, which is starting before you're ready. Start before you're ready. So we're going to have 5 weeks together while I introduce you to new concepts and new ways of cooking. But no matter how much attention you pay to each lesson or how many times you watch each video, you're not going to see any results in your own life until you actually get started and make some changes. So one of the characteristics I've noticed that differentiates successful people from not so successful people is that successful people tend to know they're never going to feel completely safe and ready. So they don't let this hold them back from taking the first step. They take action. So I really want you to be successful with your meal planning efforts, which means you're going to need to learn to start before you're ready. It might be a little scary, but it's the only way you're going to get results. then key number five is know where you're at now. So one of the most important steps in making lasting changes is knowing exactly where you're starting from. So to do this, you need to observe your current meal planning system, identify what's working and your areas for improvement, then make a list so you'll know where to focus your time and energy on in the next 5 weeks. This will help you be on the lookout for ideas that are going to have the biggest positive impact to your particular situation. I can't stress that enough. Then we'll move on to key number six. So know where you want to get to. So they say you can't hit a target you can't see, and for a good reason. You need to know where you want to get to in order to get there. So what I want you to do is to set yourself just at least one goal for this class. It might be that you want to learn to wing it, cooking dinner one night per week, or maybe you're ready to go the whole hog and say goodbye to your old meal planning ways forever. But I want you to be realistic, but also aim high enough that the goal excites you when you think about it, so that you're actually going to be motivated to put in the hard work to get where you want to go. And that's our six keys. So I want you to take action now while all this is really fresh in your mind. So small homework. So step one, you just need to commit to making a change and choose your person or people that you're going to share your commitment with and do that. Then step number two, observe where your meal planning is now. So and work, really think about what's working and what you'd like to, which areas you'd like to improve. And if you're into making lists, you know, maybe make yourself a little list, but at least have one or two things that you really think, particularly in the what you'd like to improve area. Then step three is to set at least one goal. And if you might like to go back and review our action steps for that. And then step four is to leave a comment. So I really encourage you to share your insights and, you know, maybe that's how you'd like to make your public commitment is by leaving a comment below this video. So just scroll down to the bottom and really encourage you to share what you've got out of the video or any insights that you've had. Or, of course, any questions you've got as well. So that's it for our Quick Start training. So I'll see you next up for Module 1.